G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2015. You with Shitty and Sting, we're about to have a look at round 7. In a season where your average footy tipster is probably clapping his hands at picking 3 out of 9 on a weekly basis. Upsets are everywhere. What are we doing, mate? Where are we heading?
I think the biggest problem is we just haven't been taking the outright line, the underdogs. That's probably been the way to go.
Goodness me.
Very, very transient form lines for a few of them here.
It's good for football, though. It's good. Makes good viewing. Makes good viewing.
It is. It's been a much more rugby league style season. If you look at the NRL, there's a much more parity from week to week and much less predictability in outcomes.
Yeah.
Same sort of conundrum. You get suddenly a whole bunch of sides within 2 games of the 8 or within 2 games of the top 4. Everyone fancies their chances, unless you're Carlton.
Yeah, exactly right.
On a quick look at the lines this week, it looks really tough going.
Oh, outrageous.
We kick things off on Friday night at the Docklands with Essendon and North Melbourne. The Bombers getting about 1.5 goals. Total points line, mid to high 170s.
Didn't find one here. Week-to-week form, you probably favour laying the points here. But with the events of the last 48 hours, it's just really difficult to see what Essendon are actually going to bring to the table. We can say they've had a history of doing this because it's been going on forever, bouncing back and putting out a performance there. North Melbourne, I'm still not sold on as well, so probably either side of the coin's in play. That said, couldn't really find a total there either. Essendon just haven't been putting numbers on the board, so over's definitely out of play, but Essendon, North could get a run on. Yeah, pretty easy to walk away.
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of totals, Bombers trend to the under, but North trend to the over, and high 170s isn't a lot under the lid at the Docklands, so pretty easy lay down for me. We move to Saturday afternoon at the Adelaide Oval for the Crows and St Kilda. The Crows laying about 5 goals, total points line mid to high 180s.
I actually like St Kilda at the plus in this game. I'll probably take the next 90 seconds to convince myself whether or not I'm actually going to bet it, but I think Rory Sloane out for Adelaide is a massive loss for them. He's their real hard edge in the midfield. I know, obviously, Dangerfield's a bit of a battering ram, but Sloane does that and actually also hits targets. So he can't quantify his loss. St Kilda were amazing last week, showed some really good signs. Nick Rewell playing a bit higher up the ground and giving the forward 50 to the younger blokes seemed to have a bit of a good result for them. So I think 5 goals is a lot. But that said, it is at Adelaide Oval. I'm not 100% sold. So tell me, what are your thoughts, mate? Give it to me and then I'll give you an answer.
I struggled with the line. I mean, the head-to-head history says the Crows have been belting them the last couple of years. But they did look really good. And, you know, you don't get 50 points behind in a game and find your way back unless you've got a bit of ticker.
Against the team, let's not forget that absolutely.
That rolled Sydney the week before.
And paddled Adelaide the week before that. So.
Yeah. I do have one bit here. I like the over, even though it's a high 180s line. Both sides trend pretty strongly to the over in day games. Crows trends strongly to the over off a break of 7 days or more. Recent head-to-head history, they crossed 200 2 games back. And I think St Kilda are actually just playing entertaining footy. I don't think they're going to be a shut-it-down sort of side. If they're going to compete on the road, they'll compete because they'll kick a score.
I'm taking the plus.
Good, good. We move to the second of the Saturday afternoon games, and it's the MCG Hawthorn against Melbourne. Hawks laying about 6.5 goals, total points line low 170s.
Yeah, I've been backing the over in the Melbourne games the last few weeks. Mixed results, but the lines have been pretty friendly now. I know Hawthorn are a very strong overside during the day. Against them,
Strong overside in general, because they just love kicking scores.
They do love kicking scores. Pardon me. I think that this game is probably an overs game. Decent weather outdoors. Melbourne will need to contribute though to cover that line. But I think that they probably, after a couple of very flat weeks, I think they'll probably get out there and actually try and play a bit of footy, regardless of the result. So I'm going to take the overs in this game.
Yeah, no bet for me. Basically, all predicated on how many Melbourne score, I think.
Yeah.
The line set the way it is, Melbourne need to kick sort of 8 to 10 goals to be doing their share of the lifting. And after watching yeah, probably too much of the Melbourne Sydney game, yeah, albeit it wasn't very much of it.
Yeah.
However many minutes it was that many minutes too much. I'm just not convinced. I can't trust them yet to go into a game and definitely put that kind of score up.
Yep.
So no bet for me. The Saturday twilight game is at the Docklands. Carlton hosting GWS. The Blues getting about 2.5 goals. Total points line, low 180s.
There's no way that can be enough points, surely. I mean, Carlton can't beat anybody at the moment. Carlton are disgraceful at the moment, and GWS beat Hawthorn last week.
They did all that.
And there's just
the West Coast form line does look better now for GWS, having been hammered 2 weeks ago, but the fact the West Coast went to Adelaide and beat Port put some stock back into the Giants for the form line.
That result is quantifiable as an out-and-out aberration in the context of their season so far, whereas Carlton are just shithouse every week.
Yeah.
So I'm absolutely going to lay those points. There's a lot to like about GWS and the way they go about it, and I think they could probably rest 8 and still beat Carlton by 5 goals. So that's a no-brainer for me.
I'm going to take the over here. I'm with you in the sense that I don't think I can trust Carlton. The problem is 2.5 goal line in Victoria, probably worth about 4 goals at a neutral, 5 to 6 goals in Sydney, and I don't think I'd lay those points. But low 180s, under the lid, GWS rack up scores when they're going well. Carlton can't defend anyone. Yep. I think there's a bit of ground to be had there. The last two games they've played against each other, totals 192 and 202, and the 202 came at the Docklands. I just don't see where Carlton are going to get stops.
Mm.
I mean, the Carlton-Brisbane game got to 180, and that's two sides that couldn't hit a target from 25 out.
Yeah.
We've got one talented side here. I'm happy to take the over.
Good.
We move to Saturday night, and we're at Homebush Stadium in the west of Sydney, ANZ Stadium for Sydney and Geelong. Swans laying about 3.5 goals, total points line mid to high 160s.
First feels that that's probably too many points, to be honest. Geelong were pretty good last week against Collingwood, who have been impressive as well. And Sydney... Pardon me, Sydney have been battling a bit this year, so first feel that that's probably too many, especially at Homebush where Sydney don't play as good a football traditionally. I think Geelong, with their size, will really stretch Sydney. It's just whether or not Selwood can come back from that what looked like a pretty severely broken hand last week. It's probably big clouds over whether or not he'll actually play. And without him, they'll just get monstered through the middle of the ground. So probably jury out on that one for me. But if Selwood's in, I reckon that if that line shifts any further out, I think that probably taking the points is a fair play.
Yeah, I struggled to find one here. It did seem like a lot of points. Geelong do have a poor record as underdogs, though. And by the time you throw the home field advantage in, this is probably 2 to 2.5 goals at a neutral venue. It feels near enough right to me. Both sides do trend pretty strongly to the under, but the market's already found that at that mid-160s number. If it was 175 or above, I'd be very happy to step into the under here, but I think it's more or less found its mark, so no bet for me. Saturday night, the last of the games is over at Subiaco for West Coast and Gold Coast. Eagles laying about 6.5 goals. Now, the total points line for this game opened low 180s, but there's a threat of a huge downpour running through Perth Saturday, Sunday, and that line has been crunched. 158.5 is the best number on the board now.
And it's a bit of a shame, to be honest, because...
Well, it is, because I wanted to bet the under on a mid-180s line. It's an Eagles night game. Get on.
Look, it's going to be a really interesting game of footy. Not so much for the football that's going to be played in what's likely to be pretty horrendous conditions, but... The fact that Gold Coast only had 20 fit players to train last night, it's just going to be really interesting to see what they actually put up there. And the 39, I mean, in absolute abhorrent sort of conditions, you'd say that 7 goals is just far too many for either side to be taking on. But, I mean, with those fewer options to select from, and every chance that Rocket Aid's probably going to play in the back pocket for about 15 minutes there at some stage... Yeah, probably just a little bit too much doubt there, but gee, that's a lot. If it's really poor conditions, that's a lot of points. It's a lot of
Well, I
points.
mean, you're also predicated here on when does the rain actually turn up? Because
Well, that's
if it doesn't
true.
turn up until 10 minutes from the end, it's a moot point, and anyone who's got the overs feeling pretty good about themselves, but who the hell knows?
Exactly right.
And you've also got a side with a ton of injuries going over to Subi. How much stock do you put in this game? If you think, well, we're not really going any. If we're honest, we're not really going anywhere this year. We're hitting a side who's in form, who's belted GWS, who's beaten Port. We're probably not winning. The last thing we want is more injuries.
Yeah.
How do we actually go about our football over there? Do we actually put a bit of damage control into what we're doing for our overall season and cop one?
I don't think they can afford to.
They
I don't. The
probably
way
can't
they've
as a
been, the
club
way they've
culture.
been playing, I don't think they can afford to put up anything other than 100% of what's available. But it's
They
what.
probably can't, but yeah, what is available? And how much
Yeah.
do the players to inform that, you know, if you've got blokes that are out on the drink when the season's going poorly, how much in their own minds, if they get behind early, do they just
Yeah.
put the white flag up, knowing that they'll get a game next week because there isn't anyone else to come in?
I think the fact that we've been asking questions back and forth for 2.5 minutes about this game says enough. There's enough doubt there to absolutely walk away from the
Yeah,
shit.
I won't be betting. Sunday afternoon, we kick things off at the Docklands. Western Bulldogs hosting Fremantle. The Dogs getting almost 5 goals start. Total points line around the 170 mark.
It's a lot of points for a team that's been playing good football.
It
Obviously,
is.
Fremantle have taken all comers, but they certainly haven't been putting sides to the sword. In terms, they've been getting big leads early and then sort of locking things down and
Yeah.
just protecting that sort of protecting that lead and trying a few different things in the back half of games.
There's been a
And
lot of junk time in Freo games this year.
there's been about 58 minutes of junk time in Freo games this year. It's been ridiculous. So again, probably leaning towards the points in this one. But again, Western Bulldogs, yes, for all their effort, they've been outstanding. But what they can put up against the out and out quality of Fremantle, the young bodies against the big mature bodies of the Dockers, I think there could be a bit of a reality check in the making here as well. So that's enough for me to walk away.
Yeah, I'm the same. As you said, took a lot of, you know, 5 goals at home for a pretty decent side is an awful lot, so I'm not laying the points. I'm not taking on Freo off a 7 day break. They almost always cover in that situation. Line feels near enough right here. Junk time steers me out of the totals. Pretty easy lay down. Second of the Sunday games is at the MCG, Richmond against Collingwood. The Tigers getting actually less than a goal now. This line's open 9.5 on Monday, and people are backing the Tigers for some unknown reason. Total points line high 160s.
Not excited about this game at all. Two sides that probably really need to put an effort in after being a little bit poor last week. Richmond just rich. Well, stats will tell you that this year Collingwood have been the worst kicking team in the competition. I find that incredibly difficult to believe on some of the evidence I've seen from Carlton and Brisbane and
We
Richmond in particular last
watched that
week.
Brisbane West
But
Coast game. If it wasn't Brisbane and or West Coast, that's
goodness me, that was like, mate, that was like watching the Cooma Cats run around. That was ridiculous. But yeah, look, two sides that have really been struggling to put it together for four full quarters. Collingwood would probably have the upper hand in that regard, but Richmond have them for quality, notionally. Oh, I don't know. I've talked myself out of even talking anymore. Yours.
I'm keen on Collingwood at the minus here. I can't believe this one's actually drifted in to less than a goal. Key reason here is the head-to-head history. Collingwood have owned them for a number of years now. They've won 7 straight. Importantly, even the last 2 years where Richmond made the finals, Pies beat them by 6 goals both times. Richmond, talent-wise, are a better side. Collingwood are by far the more honest of the two sides.
Scores are level, 30 seconds to go. Travis Cloak takes a goal, a mark in the goal square. Does he score?
The point posts are a long way apart if he's taken one in the goal square. I'm going to say yes, but I'm not convinced he gets six.
Yeah.
I'd feel better if he was 50 out.
You'd have your betting slip in your hand.
I'd have memories of Ben McGlynn in the post just racing through my head at a rate of knots, no doubt reminded by you.
You'd be very... Benny McGlynn's one of my all-time favourite players after that effort.
Pies minus for me. I think if Richmond serve up typical Richmond stuff, I think they'll get beaten comfortably here. They shouldn't, but I think they will.
Right.
And we move to the final game of the round, Sunday Twilight at the Gabba for Brisbane and Port Adelaide. The Lions getting about 5.5 goals, total points line mid-170s.
Nah. Port Adelaide should do it very easy. I mean, Brisbane had a win last week against Werribee or whoever they are. I don't know. Shit. I'm never going to get sick of saying this stuff. Oh, Carlton. Goodness, mate. Your fault, Stephen Silvani. I'm not interested. There's every chance I won't even watch it.
Yeah, I struggled here as well. I do have a bit of a lean to the under. Both sides trend a little bit that way in this scenario, but low to mid-170s doesn't give you a lot of room. If it was 180, I'd be pretty happy to play, but
yeah.
I think this line's near enough right.
Port will have to kick all of them for it to be
able. And that's the problem, isn't it? Brisbane, against a competent AFL side, just can't score. So there we go. I've got a total of 3 here. I've got the over in the Adelaide St Kilda game, over in Carlton GWS, and Collingwood at the minus.
3 for me as well. I've got Saners at the plus, overs in the Hawks D's game, and GWS laying about 2.5.
Good luck and good punting, folks.